passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook.
For many people, the jury is still out about whether radiation from mobile phones and Wi-Fi causes any damage to human health. But what does the evidence tell us? Derek Latimer is from Phone Shield.
From our point of view, I feel the biggest danger with the radiation, and there are in fact two types of radiation. There's the radiation which is the thermal effect, which is covered by a thing called SAR. We all know our mobile phones are supposed to be a certain SAR radiation level. Where we come from, and most scientists believe are the biggest dangers, is on the biological level, which is a much lower frequency than is covered by SAR. And there are thousands, and when I say thousands, I mean thousands of legitimate studies, unfinanced by the telecommunications industry, that have been carried out by very eminent scientists. The one that really goes into the problems associated with the biological effects is one, the Bio Initiative, which came out about 2 years ago now. It was totally independent. Over 1,500 studies were carried out by about 20 eminent scientists throughout Europe. It was adopted by the European Parliament by 522 votes to 16 that the recommendations of that report and study should be adopted. That basically was calling, there were a number of things in the study, but the thing on the biological side was particularly trying to get recognition of lower frequency ratings causing problems than in fact is covered by SAR.
So in terms of our own personal health then, should we be concerned?
I definitely think you should be concerned. On the biological level, which affects the immune system. You can look at things like headaches, lack of concentration, fatigue, eye strain, a whole gambit of problems, leading with, of course, the biggest problem of all, which is cancer, which the jury is in or out, depending which report you read. There is no doubt in my mind that mobile phones do cause tumours. Now, it is over a period of time. For example, the well-known Interphone study that was carried out, which was financed by the World Health Organization, I believe a $20 million study, was put back for 2 years because even the scientists who were involved in that study couldn't agree with each other's findings. However, the findings did come out and they were very selective in what they chose. But even that, they had to admit that over a 10-year period, there was a fair chance that cancer could be developed with certain individuals because radiation can affect different people different ways. Another report which came out is one by one of the biggest insurance companies in Europe called the AVDA report, and that was from Austria. Again, they approached the whole problem from the point of view of biological effects of radiation and the lower frequency, down at the 50 hertz range, for example, and below.
When we talk about these frequencies affecting us and so on, what's the difference then between mobile phone frequencies and, say, the Wi-Fi we might have in our house or our office?
Well, the research findings so far, very, very little. I mean, there is obviously a difference in frequency, but as far as the biological effect is concerned, that range still falls down in that microwave level from broadband routers in your house right the way through to the most normal gadgets we normally use all let out that low frequency type of radiation. And the most interesting thing is that, as we all know, our brain tells our body what to do, and it does it by electrical impulses. And it's those impulses which operate, there's a whole range, but the main range is certainly below the 50 hertz range. And certainly when you go into the Schumann resonance range, which is around about 6.7 hertz, you then have a very, very serious problem, because that is the very range that the lower biological frequencies work on with regards to the mobile phone. And therefore, you can just imagine if you've got a mobile phone close to your head and that frequency is more or less the same, what's going to do? It's going to tangle it. It's going to mix it up. It's going to have an effect on your blood cells right the way through, on DNA. There's so much evidence to this effect.
So what sort of things can you do then to protect yourself from both the mobile phone radiation and that from Wi-Fi?
Well, there are a number of things you can do, and we obviously would recommend the phone shield, but there are other factors. Even if you've got a phone shield on your phone, you don't need the phone jammed to your ear. You can hold it a few inches from your ear and try and get in the habit of cocking it slightly when you are talking. You'll hear the people answer the phone and they'll hear you. Then you can bring it a bit closer, but always get used to keeping it slightly at the side. And then if you're going to be in it a long time, every minute or so, switch over and put it to the other ear and switch back. Also, consider things like don't have it very close in a pocket on your body. It's much too close. Overall, I would also recommend that wherever possible, keep your calls short, really. Don't have long, long calls.
And you also mentioned the phone shield. So what does that do?
Well, the phone shield is a quartz crystal resonator. It's a matrix of five different crystals. It lets out a very low frequency, very, very low frequency via a quartz matrix system. And it actually is in tune with your brain and the frequency it works on and the telephone system. It doesn't stop radiation. What it does is reduces the effects of the radiation and it helps to protect the immune system. It protects it from the tests we've done, about 52%. And we have done various tests. We've done in total about seven. One major one was done on blood cells via the Coghill Institute. Second one has been done with kinesiology, physiotherapy. We've also had tests in Perth in Australia with our Australian distributor. There we find by muscle testing the real effects, basically the weakening of the muscles when you're using a phone, you put a phone shield on, and how that strength is revived.
That's Derek Latimer from Phone Shield.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear more at passionforfreshideas.com.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Interviews on demand.
Interviews when you want them.
This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionforthepLanet.com.